Dance in the Fandango, narrated by Alexandra Anderson, for Cupido, in collaboration with Saga. Dance in the Fandango, by Bjorn Johansson. Midsummer Eve, 2005. Kirsten, the kids and I have been invited to celebrate Midsummer Eve at Klaus and Marita's place. Our bicycles make easy progress. The landscape looks like a postcard, and my wife and children are happy. Kirsten and Marita share a hug. Klaus and I shake hands, and the kids are gone in the blink of an eye. I watch Kirsten and Marita as they disappear into the large garden. In their floral dresses, they look quite like each other. Two big, beautiful girls. Klaus hands me a beer. Says how glad he and Marita are that we have come. I mumble something along the lines of, us too, before Klaus shoots off to greet more guests. I let my body spill into a large garden chair, dreamily close my eyes and offer a thought to Marita. It all began one quiet, early summer day in 2003 and ended on a burning hot August day, the same year. Owing to a nasty football injury, I was sent to a physiotherapist for massage. The therapist and masseuse, Marita, turned out to be married to Klaus, who I knew from the team. Between ourselves, back then, we used to call him Bull Rod Klaus on account of his long red dick. The massage did the job, and Marita and I got along well, chatting about our children and spouses. We'd often have a cup of coffee together after the sessions, and I had the impression that Marita was perfectly happy. She certainly seemed to be. But as the summer approached, Marita changed. She seemed sad and depressed. Klaus was an engineer, spending long periods in Saudi Arabia, and this both annoyed and upset Marita. One day during the massage, she sighed deeply a couple of times, and I put a comforting arm around her waist. It was something I should never have done, but I'm so grateful that I did. The warmth of her body burned through her thin smock, and I snuck a couple of fingers underneath it. Soon afterwards, I was fondling her very wet pussy. Indeed, I immediately got a massive hard-on, and when Marita made a grab for my eager dick, our fate was sealed. We were soon both completely naked, and it was suddenly Marita who lay on the massage bench. How she got up there, I've almost forgotten. Marita's a big girl, almost 5'10", and weighing about 12.5 stone. She was then one of the town's strongest, most well-known handball players. She was a defender and a large-range shooter, without a single ounce of extra fat on her body. So it was quite the Amazon that now lay stretched out on the massage bench. I was presented with a fox red tuft of pubic hair. Marita is of Irish blood.